China on July 4, Nazism was born in the USA by John Hayward on July 5, 2022. An editorial at China's state-run Xinhua News Network on Monday commemorated the American 4th of July holiday by claiming that Nazism was created in the United States rather than Germany, the actual home of the National Socialist German Workers' Party. The tortured reasoning of the Chinese Communist editorial was that Americans supposedly invented eugenics, genocide, and racism, and the Nazis were so impressed with the results that they decided to model their own atrocities on America's genocide against indigenous peoples. Most of the article was simply cobbled together from everything bad the robotic Xinhua propagandists could find in American history, with no real effort to fashion a coherent narrative or explain how it supposedly captured the Nazi heart. Xinhua randomly peppered the editorial with modern-day pictures of the U.S. Capitol and a Stop Asian Hate rally in San Francisco, just to make it all seem somehow relevant to current events. Much of the text was lazily cribbed from a few American media sources. The point of all these rhetorical dry heaves was to barf up the final paragraph. Such atrocities in Hawaii and Alaska are only the tip of the iceberg of America's human rights abuses. Yet they might shed light upon how Washington politicians were inspired when they fabricated stories about genocide and compulsory sterilization in Xinjiang, China, by America's very own crimes. The tyrants of Beijing are still fuming over sanctions such as the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, UFLPA, a U.S. law passed in December that went into effect last month. After initially dismissing the UFLPA as a trifling inconvenience, the communist regime has begun admitting the law will cause real pain to several important Chinese industries by requiring importers to prove their products are not tainted by slavery. Contrary to Xinhua's panicky sneers, many of the goods flowing from East Turkestan, the occupied region China refers to as Xinjiang, are made by slaves or manufactured from raw materials slaves collected. So the UFLPA will hurt them far worse than they wanted to admit until now. For all of their nattering about fabricated stories, the concentration camps of East Turkestan can be plainly seen from orbit, and massive data dumps have provided reams of documentation about China's human rights abuses. Chinese propagandists are so desperate that their 4th of July smear job on American history included some very uncomfortable historical references, like this summary of how Alaska natives were treated as second-class residents in the eyes of American colonizers. Native children were admitted to segregated schools. Children who were half Native and half American had to give up everything related to their Native identity, including diet, clothes, language and religion, to go to the same schools with American children. In 1915, the Alaska Territorial Legislature recognized Alaska Natives' right to vote, only if they gave up their traditions and customs. China's genocide against the Uyghurs includes a great deal of this sort of cultural steamrolling, as Beijing's minority subjects are forced to abandon their own language, traditions, and religion, replacing them with the Chinese language and Chinese communist ideology instead. China went so far as to force Uyghur women to accept Han men living in their homes while their husbands were imprisoned in the camps. Leaked documents show Chinese officials shipped Uyghurs off to distant quarters of China as slave labor to disperse their population and dilute their culture, making it harder for Uyghurs to marry each other or transmit their culture to new generations. More direct methods of reducing their population have also been employed, including compulsory sterilization and forced abortions. Whatever one might say about the grimmest chapters in American history, they occurred centuries ago. China is practicing slavery, ethnic cleansing, and outright genocide today.